Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are live. Our blood is flowing. We're glad to be here with you.
In every way. And today, we are navigating life. Navigating life. I hear Prince when I do that. You know, we are here to celebrate that thing called life. You know, I'm dating myself, guys, but that's what we're doing. We're here to celebrate something called life, to navigate life, to be successful. And this was a very importantly timed show because this ties in with the energy of October. Now, had I not just accidentally had a hiccup here, our October video would have been posted already. However, I had a hiccup with my computer. Not kidding, guys, 2 minutes before we get on the air with you. So look for that new video to be posted in a couple hours. If you're catching us anytime in the archives, it's already up. Video's done. It was 90% loaded when we had a computer glitch. But that's part of October. The energy is that powerful.
There's a lot going on, and it affects people at different levels of their being. And when I say being, let's remember that you exist on multiple levels. There is a physical you. There is an emotional body,
indeed,
a mental body, and a spiritual body. And the experience you are having at times is the intersection of these four aspects of self. So, which aspect of you is engaging with your experience?
Well, exactly. And we like to call that inner part kind of like the inner matrix, you know, navigating that piece. But remember, you can also navigate this show. You can call in. You can request a mini soul reading. Don't know if the lines are already full, but hey, if it's meant to be your day to get on, you will. So just remember to give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, hey, if the lines are full, the minute we start talking to people, that's when you want to start calling back in and jumping back in. You can also send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Now, guys, we get tons of emails every week. So the week you send in an email may not be the week we get you on the air, but I can assure you we get to them as quickly as we can. And that's navigating life, isn't it, Sri?
Absolutely.
You know, it really is. And that's where we're at right now. You know, guys, October, let's just talk about what's going on. Here we are on October 2nd. We are in the final, let's just call it energies, of the incredible black moon that welcomed this month and simultaneously closed September, right? So remember, that was Friday, September 30th. This energy is rare. We last saw it in 2014. We're not going to see it again until 2019. And remember, 2019 is the bridge year between the next 2017 and 2022, when everything starts heating up. So this is significant.
Absolutely. We're at a time that is a reconstitutional experience.
Oh, that's an interesting word, Sri.
Because time is reconstituting itself. And it's reconstituting itself because time is, in fact, an illusion. Yet so many people are dependent upon a certain flow and a consistent experience.
The illusion.
Because the energy has shifted, time itself is shifting.
Yeah.
And I say is that as the energies that are upon us continue to work their way through the layers of your being, layers of density, your experience is going to shift. Now, the question is, how does it shift? If you are a person that's well-entrenched in mass consciousness, then you're not listening to this show. However, those of you that are listening to this radio show know folks in mass consciousness.
And you found us for a reason. You found us because you're more awake than you might even give yourself credit for. And that's part of claiming your power.
And so the energy that is upon us is stimulating you to claim your power, to say, hey, I want a happier, more empowered life. I want joy. I want to feel safe with all experience, you know, et cetera. That same energy that is tickling you to wake up ever more.
Ooh, I feel it.
Is also stimulating others with a sense of uncertainty. Because anytime energy comes in, it must be processed. It must be directed through the layers of your being.
Now, you know, Sri, I love that you're sharing this in this energy of October, because what's going on, guys, and I know you already feel this, here's the contrast, okay? And we're going to give you the short version. Go to YouTube, go to our channel, Official Sri and Kira. Within a couple hours of the show, that'll all be there waiting for you. If you're catching us in the archives, it's already there. But go to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube and watch the October energy predictions, because October is a month that is inviting you to get crystal clear on what you focus on. This is a month of great power, and we opened up where literally there is miracle presence. You literally have the chance to manifest your dreams this month if you don't sit on your butt and do nothing about it. If you are focused, if you are taking steps every day, you will manifest it. Now, there is this neutral energy of divine power that has come around the planet. And so there are already other energies that are harnessing this creation capacity that you might not be real pleased with what they're trying to create. And this is going to build all month long. So the potential for great distraction is huge, which is why you need to remain focused. If you're not remaining focused, you will be distracted, and all that creative energy will be like kind of throwing it out.
Well, that's right, because your focus guides energy. Remember the old adage that what you focus on enlarges, or what you resist will persist?
Sure do.
Those are truths that reflect the power of consciousness. So as you focus on the turmoil in the world, guess what gets bigger? As you focus on,
yeah, no kidding,
the joy in your life, as you focus on what you have rather than what you have not, guess what gets bigger?
Mm-hmm.
And these are just fundamental principles of the nature of consciousness as it interacts with form and the creations of consciousness.
And you know, your inner matrix, your beautiful synergy of all the yous that make up the precious being that is navigating this planet have so many different things happening, and you're being bombarded. I mean, that's just the truth. You're being bombarded. So there are things we can do right now. One of them is really paying attention and saying, okay, if I understand that this is what's going on in a certain month, then I can raise my awareness. And that's part of why you're listening to the show, so you can raise your awareness and hold that energy. And we have so much to share about this, about how to release those attachments, how to discover your true freedom, how to really claim the true type of love and relationships, union, and so much more. And I think, Sri, before we dive into all of that, maybe we want to say hello to some of these beautiful people that are holding online, lots of first-time callers.
Well, we're going to start with the first-time callers because they deserve to be first.
Oh, I guess so. But we love all of our callers.
Absolutely. And we will get to all of you. So we're going to begin at line two and say hi to Melanie from Portland.
Namaste, Melanie. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. Thank you so much for having me. Just want to thank you for all the readings and energy and work that you both put out into the universe. I'm calling to do a mini soul reading and probably have a follow-up question or two after.
Well, what's your follow-up question? I clearly heard to ask, so I need to ask.
I'm a receiver of lots of information. I work very deep in the media. So I guess probably my follow-up question is just release of information, timing of information, waking everybody up, I guess, guidance in that area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now I know why your guides were saying, ask her that question now. And so thank you for indulging your guides and allowing that question to come forward now. Because what's fascinating, Melanie, is that when I connect with you, you appear as if you're wearing a big old-fashioned set of headphones. You know, the big bubbly kind that we used to wear that would really cover the head. And you're wearing them, and what you're doing, it's funny, you're sitting there, you look almost like, the word I would want to give is like a Zen monk. You're sitting there, and you're in like this beautiful, harmonious space, yet your ears are being bombarded on all sides with all of this, I don't want to use the word conflicting, but it's like too much. There's like too much coming in around you, yet you're finding your center through it. And they're saying that the mix of that, which is presenting itself to you, has to synthesize, they're saying synthesize, minimize, not criticize, and it's like repatch. It's like this beautiful centered self that they're showing me of you is receiving all of these different things. You're filtering it through your heart in a way that it can be received. And they're saying that it's not about the timing, it's about the delivery. And that once you have the delivery that you want, the timing will reveal and the expansion will begin. You have a very unique and beautiful role that you're playing right now. And the most important thing for you is to, and it's why they gave me such a strong visual, constantly see yourself like this beautiful monk, just serene smile, eyes closed, happy, peace-filled, but yet with this big old amount of information that you're able to process and bring forward. And so I love that you're our first caller on today's show, because this is such a big month for this type of information, and you have a big role to play. And thank you for tuning in. We love you dearly.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Namaste. Namaste. Well, Sharice, should we say hello to someone else before
Absolutely.
All right.
We're going to jump to line three, and we'll say hi to Jose from Oakland.
Namaste, Jose.
Hi, first-time caller. I really enjoy your show, and I really tripping on the vibe that you're giving out every time that you talk to us. But I would like a soul reading. Is that possible?
Oh, it would be my honor, my angel. Absolutely. And, you know, you have, I'm smiling because the whole time you were talking, I'm staring at this beautiful golden crown that's on your head. And it looks like twisted braids of golden rays of light. Or if we were to see it in density, it would just look like a triple twist of this large gold wire. But it's very, very heavy, very, very thick. And it's all beautiful and like braided, and you're wearing it on your head right now, and it's feeling almost heavy at times, and it pulses, and these pulses come into your head, and there's this, I don't want to say disconnect, but there's this need, and I love that you're calling on a show where we're talking about union. It's like the ascended part of you is clear and sees and knows exactly what's ahead, but there's this other part of you that is somewhat resisting this ascended piece. And I'm seeing even at times where you might be experiencing kind of like some head congestion, not quite depression, but a little bit of like, you know, what the heck is going on and when is this going to get better kind of thing. Well, the answer is wear the crown, because the other part they're showing me are your feet, and your feet are birthing these like golden sandals coming from the bottom up. And they're saying that when the sandals meet the crown and the crown is worn with joy, then the peaceful manifest power of the future will come forward. Walk as the one who already contains wisdom, because you do. And it's time for you to be seen. It's time for you to be noticed. It's time for you to take a breath and know that you deserve to do this. And so it is, Jose. Thank you for the blessing of being with you today.
Bless your hearts, everybody. Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you, my love. Many, many blessings.
Indeed. Thank you for calling. You know, as I'm reflecting on the topic for today's show, and all topics are fluids.
Indeed.
But the one, I have something I'd like to share, because we talked a little bit at the beginning about these layers of your beingness.
Uh-huh.
And in order to be free, in order to experience joy, we need to, quote, lighten up.
In so many ways.
And lightening up has a lot to do with where we place our values and how we look at things. And so consider for a moment these layers of the being, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. Well, each layer is lighter than the next. So your physical body is certainly the densest of your identities. Then comes the emotional body, which can be a little heavy at times, can it not?
Sure.
And the mental body is more of the gateway, meaning the ability to think outside of the box, the abstract capabilities. So it's much, much lighter. And then the spiritual body is without the weight of these forms. The spiritual body is so elastic, it can spread out into the universe, or it can stay hovering really close by these other aspects of you. So how do we release attachments? How do we unhook from what is heavy or uncomfortable? Well, one clue is to remember to lift into your spiritual identity. The spiritual identity is not preoccupied with worldly events, and yet the emotional body and the physical body are highly preoccupied with worldly events. So this is one of the reasons why it's so important to do spiritual practice, to cultivate your awareness of that part of you that is durable, meaning eternal, that part of you that is without fear, that part of you that is connected to the divine. That's your spiritual body. The more we become clear on that aspect of ourself, that our vibration lifts and our problems dissolve. This is the simple way of talking about releasing attachment and becoming empowered.
Well, you know, Sri, I love that you're talking about that. And one of the things, there are so many ways that we become attached. And there's the illusionary ways. There are the ways that are just customary on the planet. Attachments happen often without us even knowing it. Yet I want to read an email. This is a request from a listener who wrote us. Remember, you guys can write us at guest@shrinkcareradio.com because it really ties into this. And so let me read this email. And her subject line was empty nest. Dear Sri and Kira, I met you both at a workshop, including an installment at the Fargo Holistic Expo in 2008. Oh, awesome! Your teachings resonated with me, and I have followed you through the years. I am in need of some guidance about my relationship with my oldest daughter. I have a 3.5-year-old grandson whom my daughter repeatedly keeps me from seeing for very long periods whenever she chooses. She projects anger at me, and I tell her I'm sorry for mistakes I've made. I live in the same city, and I never impose unless I'm invited. I would see them about once every 2 or 3 weeks. I know this is her path to follow, and yet I am emotionally and physically affected. I did my best to be close to her and my other daughter and feel sad and confused about what to do. I was even wondering if this has to do with astrology, as I am a Pisces and she is a Leo. I would appreciate any guidance. Sincerely, Darnelda. Well, Darnelda, your email is so perfectly timed for this week's show and what we're talking about, because one of the greatest attachments on our planet is the one that comes in with our families, right? And, you know, especially there are so many special relationships between birth mothers and birth children and parents and children. And these relationships are complex. These relationships really mold a lot of who we are. Yet there is a beauty when we arise through them and become available to see ourselves as empowered beacons of love and light. And so Sri and I really wanted to answer your email today because it hits on a lot of levels. And before I share anything with you that would be considered maybe more personal in response to your specific one of the things that we want to share is that it is important to recognize that, and this is going back to the spiritual basics, guys, we pick our parents, okay? If you can just play or pretend with us and stay with that one, if you absolutely know you picked your parents, now, if you've been adopted, you picked your birth parents and you picked your adoptive parents. So you actually get a double whammy because the reality is that there were things that you needed in the birth and things that you needed through the adoption. But if we could all just start at the common level of we pick our parents, things start making sense. meaning that we are coming in, each child comes in to offer a healing opportunity for the parent that they are coming through. And the parent is carrying the needed energies to make sure that as the child, we get what we need to become who we are destined to be. So I want you all to take a breath and really feel that. Because if we can start here, a lot of things start making sense.
There's two levels here to bring attention to. One is the recognition that everything that is happening is there to awaken and empower each person involved. However, the process that you go through can be uncomfortable.
Absolutely. And especially if you forget that this is all everyone without limitation is playing their role perfectly for you to be who you are meant to be. So if we get to a point in our relationships where things are strained with parents, or maybe we don't see them, or maybe things aren't the way that our emotional body would like them to be, that's an opportunity to lift up into our empowered spiritual body. And remember that this is playing out, that the children knew who they were picking as parents, and the parents accepted that energy to be their children.
And yet when a person is holding anger, it's very hard for you to ask them to change. That's nearly impossible. You can work on being at peace with yourself and at peace with your history and trusting that you've done the best you know how. Forgive yourself for any shortcomings of the past. And as you mentioned in your letter, you have said, I apologize to her. Well, it's nothing that needs to be keep being repeated.
Exactly, because this has actually become more of a victim type experience. And here's the blessing, is to recognize that each being is getting what they need to grow. And as an ascended being of divine light, even though the emotional body may hurt, pull up. You know, I always enjoy how Archangel Zadkiel talks about, you know, lift up to 10,000 feet and say, okay, this is her journey. When we want to shift the way that we are interacting with people, it begins with us, not them. It always begins with us. And so rather than constantly chasing the situation, maybe it's time to start modeling spiritual empowerment, the recognition that even though there may be an emotional pain or a wound or a hurt, it does not define the truth of who you are, and that all of these relationships will find a harmony if you stand up from your empowered space.
And all of these things you're dealing with, navigating through the emotional body by anchoring in a spiritual context. Your children are perhaps not as sophisticated in their. And so when a child is angry, what they have not yet found the safety to release the stored energy or the judgment. You know the old saying, would you rather be right or happy? Mm-hmm. Well, when a person's holding anger, they'd rather be right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And there comes a moment where in their journey, they recognize that it's time to let it go. However, you have to be patient. You have to stand in your power and trust that they will find their way. And sometimes you can model a few things that will help, such as maybe saying out loud a phrase, you know, I forgive myself because the past is the past.
Exactly.
And I know we all did the best we could at that time.
And Darnelda, that brings us back to you personally, my love. The key here is that it's time for you to stand in your power as an empowered spiritual woman that you are, to realize that there's nothing to be rescued here. You will see, you absolutely will see your grandchild when you're meant to see him. You will see your daughters. The key is show them, model for them your happiest, most present life. When we model for others our life as a model of success, then they start saying, wow, I want what you have. But when we chase, I'm sorry, oh, forgive me, oh, I want, we actually repel that which we want. And we wrote a lot about this in our book, Atlantean Revelations, about sincerity and frustration. When we attract, when we come from something from frustration, we actually repel it. And in the sincere space of saying, I recognize my sovereignty as a being that is having a divine experience, thereby I recognize yours, knowing that your daughter chose you, that her son chose her, that everyone knew what they were signing on for, then we can step out of thinking we're controlling the situation and allow spirit to guide us, thereby expanding through this process. And so, yes, the emotional body is always going to have its moment, because this is part of those attachments we were talking about. And attachments to family, especially family of origin, are very strong because the world of density supports that, versus supporting that you have an amazing opportunity right now through this experience to not only find the peace, love, and joy within, but to be able to model that for your children, and thereby you will discover a greater harmonious relationship. You know, in our e-card today, we had a quote from Archangel Zadkiel, and I think it's really appropriate.
Yes, we're going to close this moment with, invite all of you to breathe, relax, and listen in. Feel the radiant and abundant joy that is in you, within you, around you, and surrounding you. For this is the true work of all. All the power, as do you. This is your power.
Now, really breathe that in. I love how Zadkiel is talking about radiant and abundant joy as power. That your joy is an energy. It is a powerful energy. And it is, quite frankly, once you harness it, once you wake up to it, once you decide to work with it, it is more powerful than the power of anger, depression, hurt, denial. Those all carry power too, but the power of radiant joy is even greater. And imagine that you have the ability to be one with that power and to harness that.
Absolutely. And so, beloved, thank you for writing and stimulating this response that
Absolutely.
Benefits all of us who are listening. And as we're here today, I just want to remind you all that the radiant and abundant joy is the essential quality of your soul, and that each and every time you touch it, each and every time you even get near it, each and every time you sense, wait a minute, I think there might be some joy here, smile at that recognition. It means your soul is coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
And each time you recognize it, you attract it.
Woo-hoo!
And as you attract it, a soul-based empowered life becomes the emerging force in your experience.
Now, you have to accept it, and you need to be able to believe it. And we're going to talk all about, how do I accept this? How do I believe it? How do I move forward? How do I break free? A lot of questions, a lot of show to go. So make sure you stay with us, and we're going to be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Wow. welcome back. We're delighted to be with you at this very moment.
You know we are, and we are navigating. We're navigating life. We're navigating how to have the most successful life. And remember, here we are, early October 2016. Now, one of the things that Sri and I have been talking about with October energy is the potential for great distraction this month. Very great distraction. And there are energies already in play that are neutral, that are being received in a positive manner by some, and what is most likely going to be a negative manner by others. And this is going to keep growing all month long until the last week of October. We're going to all want to really pay attention to the last week of October, first few days of November. It's going to be an extremely powerful time for manifesting what's happening right now. So what are you focusing on? What's going on? What's in your life? Where is your head at, right?
That's right. Because remember, so much of what we do is habitual.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is in the habit of their attitude, their orientation. Hey, is that cup half full or is it half empty? Well,
I don't even have a cup.
What's your habit? What's your habitual way of looking at it? And truly, the more you bring consciousness to bear on your patterns, the less grip they'll have on you.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
And so this is a fundamental thing. That's why so often when we're teaching or guiding people, we say, bring a journal, write it down.
Oh, yeah.
And start interrupting the flow of your routine and pay attention.
You know, a lot of people write us and they say, hey, you know, you and Sri have such an amazing marriage, such an amazing partnership. I want that. And I understand. I totally understand. Sri and I worked hard to be able to come together and discover what true union is. And when I say we worked hard, what I'm sharing with all of you is each of us went through plenty of, I'll call them trial marriages, yeah. even though they might have lasted long. But we each had to really get to that moment in our lives where we had to look in the mirror, take a hard, strong assessment and say, hey, this is about me. And what do I need to do to be able to break free of the limitations, to break free of the attachments, to be able to break free that which is stopping my life from being an amazing manifest miracle? Because your life is an amazing manifest miracle. The mere fact that you were born on this planet is miraculous.
And once again, those layers that I shared with you earlier come into play, because if you look at relationship as a physical thing working at the body level, well, relationships will come and go. If it's strictly an emotional thing working at the emotional level, the relationships will last longer, but eventually buttons
they'll
will be pushed, triggers will happen,
exactly.
And it will fall apart. The mental level, well, let's just skip that because
it will always judge.
It's filled with judgment and it's married to your emotions.
Absolutely.
So when we bring the spiritual context into our relationships, we discover that we're actually in partnership. And it brings a broader context, or you might say it brings a divine embrace to the emotional and the physical.
And this divine embrace cannot be discovered until you are at peace, happy, and fulfilled being in divine union with you. It all begins and ends with you. You are your sacred partner. You are one with the temple, right? I and the temple are one. It's your body and your soul. And to be in wholeness, to be really happy in your own company, to feel the divine pulsing through you, that is when you are ready to be with the one that is your divine partner. And because at that moment, you are not seeking, nor are you attracting, nor are you meeting at the level of relationships. Relationships are awesome for many things, but relationships are limited. Partnerships are for the long term.
And so, beloveds, we're going to say hi to another caller standing by. And right now, we're heading to line 5 to welcome Vera from Vancouver, BC.
I love Vancouver. Welcome, Vera.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to speak to you. Oh, my goodness. I guess I just wanted a mini soul reading regarding career or a purpose in life.
Oh, Angel. Oh, well, first of all, I'm excited
really
to talk
excited.
To you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you know, first and foremost, I just want to share with you that everything around you looks like butterflies, meaning that there's like all these little beautiful winged creatures that are just like fluttering all around you. And a lot of soft purple colors, some pinks, some golds, couple little greens. Everything is just
wow.
Buoyant.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, it's gorgeous. And the colors are very, very illuminating in your presence. And they just keep saying that you have the ability to transform into anything you want to do. And that's why all these little things are showing up around you. What they're saying is that as far as your, not even a career, they're saying as far as the way you express yourself that would remunerate you to be able to sustain in the world, you just yes. need to be clear yes. on what you really want, that you're sending mixed signals to the universe, and that the universe, well, that's why you have all of these other little butterflies.
I see. Well, that's the thing. I keep deciding one thing, and then I'm like, well, I could do this because I'm, I guess, so creative. I keep yep. going back and forth. I'm like, I could do this, but I studied that, but I worked here. I just wish I had, like, a sign,
right.
just pick one, and I just want to commit to something, but I don't know what.
Well, yes, you do. And that's what they're saying. They're saying you actually do. And they're giving you a practice. So let me give this to you. They're saying you actually do know which one to connect to, because they're saying that to... And you don't want to do it right now while we're on the air, but you're going to want to sit down when you can be quiet, put on some nice music, light a white candle, put your hands on your third chakra, both hands on your third chakra, and then kind of press into the third chakra, breathe in, and then whoo, blow it out. They said do that 3 times, then relax the hands into the lap and start laughing, even if you have to fake it by going, ha, 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 just start laughing. And they're saying through the laughter, the clarity will come forward and you will see it. And the laughter will get even richer. It'll be like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You do know. And they're saying this is not about me telling you that if I said it to you, it would disempower the you that does know and that you're ready. And the minute you do this, everything's going to line up very, very quickly. So I love that you got through today on this, especially in this energy right now, Vera. We're in the energy of miracle creation. So this is the time. Go for it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I love you both so much. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you, my angel. Many blessings. Namaste. Well, you know, Sri, why don't we go to line one and talk to Francois, who's also up in
Canada.
Also
from Canada.
Namaste, Francois. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm calling for a mini-soul reading on a specific issue that I'm hoping to get guidance. I've returned to work after a lengthy leave from work, and since my return to work, I've received no pay now for 3.5 months in relation to a defective new pay system implementation. I've been following you, both of you, since January, and I've been doing my mantra and my exercises daily. And I was going, you know, happy-go-lucky, thinking, well, it's a non-issue, I'll get paid eventually. But after yesterday's class, I had a moment last night where I thought, is this a message from Spirit for me to either A, leave the employment, or B, take a leadership role and bypass all levels above me to go directly to the head to write a letter that would give suggestions to assist those that are affected with this, because I'm not the only one.
Yeah,
so kind
you know,
of questioning.
Well, I'm really glad you got through today as well, and you are such an incredible being. I mean, here's the key. It's both. It's absolutely both. Part of why you are there right now, the overarching reason that you are there is to claim the final pieces of your voice. And so what a better way than what you're going through right now. But they're also saying that this has already gone on too long. I'm really grateful you got through. I'm really grateful that you're asking. But they're saying that the greater overarching purpose for you is to find your voice with love, clarity, passion and empowerment. And through that, much will resolve and your next, and they keep using the word level, your next level will reveal itself. So this is perfect timing. This is the energy. They're saying it's time. It's time. It's time. It's like, yeah, now is the time. That's definitely why you got through today. Now is the time. I would take action this week. Earlier in the week is better than later in the week as far as the energy of the month. And stay really clear on what you want in this action. Just stay focused, stay clear, and you've got all the energy supporting you for it to take you to the next level. So I'm really glad you got through today. And it's such a blessing to connect with you again, Angel. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, Sheree, this is what so many people are going through right now is in this October moment, especially as we begin the month, about finding their voice and, yeah. and focus. You know, it's all about finding focus.
There is, in finding our voice, especially if we have been quieter in the past, sometimes we startle ourselves. Meaning when we first seek to speak out, we either overcompensate or we summon up some anger to give us a sense of force.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's real important when we're seeking to find our voice to come forward is to first meditate and get clear on what is the truth here. What is the truth? And it's the truth is sometimes has more than one point of view. This is why it's important to meditate on that. And then as you find the next step is with my words. How do I express this truth? And then, am I at peace with this truth? If we are choosing our words carefully and we're at peace with what is to be communicated, then our heart remains open while we're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a receptivity in the heart of the listener.
Mm.
So that's just a little guideline for those of you that have been quiet. Now, there may be those of you that have been habitually speaking maybe too much. and it still works because it's important to be conscious. Your words can either heal or hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
And I choose that my words heal. I choose that my words provide a buoyancy and a balance to those around me. And I think for each and every one of us, we could say, oh, I could share in that value. So how do you do this? Well, it's called breathe, relax, and trust your guidance.
Mm.
What are the words that are meant to be shared here? And then share them.
Well, you know, Sheree, I love that. And speaking of sharing words, let's read an email that came in from another one of our listeners. And this one really is very appropriate for today's show as well. And here's the email.
And this is coming from Benjamin in Pennsylvania. He says, hi, Sheree and Kira, many blessings. I wanted to thank you for your numerous September videos. They have helped me understand more of what's been going on, and they are very helpful. Thank you, Benjamin.
Thank you, Benjamin.
This month has been quite intense. With the first presidential debate being this week, it has felt even weirder than usual. Some days are exhausting.
Yes, they are. And yes, September was intense. October is going to be even bigger.
And he continues, I would like to please request a mini soul reading. Lately, I've been feeling some fear energy. I try to remain grounded, but it's so hard at times to avoid being sucked into the negativity and the fear, which is everywhere right now. It feels like a resting period for me, and yet I feel like I should be doing something, too. With everything that's going on, it has been confusing, and I felt more emotional than usual on some of these days. So any guidance or messages would be much appreciated.
Well, Benjamin, I hope you've been listening to the entire show, and go watch our October video because, you know, your email came in, let's see, this was forwarded to me on September 28th, and remember, we were already in the energy of October. We were heading into that black moon at the end of the month. Everything you described is exactly what's coming forward in October if you let go of the focus. So the most important thing for you right now, my love, is to get really focused on what you love and what you want and not to let any of this other stuff come through because the month of October is going to be about distraction energy. I mean, you nailed it already. It's going to be about confusion. There's going to be attempts to really go after, especially light holders like yourself, with all of this confusion, distraction, self-doubt energy. You an amazing manifester, Benjamin. I mean, my goodness, we even used your music on one of our videos. You're amazing. So it's time for you to know that. It's time for you to say, okay, are you resting? Maybe you are, and it's okay to rest, but rest in the presence of your divinity rather than resting in the energy of fear. Be careful what you're watching. You might want to be turning that TV off more. You might want to be surfing the net less. Do things that bring you joy. Read books that make you happy. Listen to music that makes you feel good. You won't miss anything, I promise. And you will anchor yourself fully on the other side. And then when you kind of, quote, reinsert, you'll see things from a different perspective and solutions will be much easier to discover. So, Benjamin, thank you for writing in and really for offering a mini soul reading that I know many other people are asking the same question. We love you, Angel. Many blessings.
You know, there's a springboard moment there as well. And for those of you that are holding light, I want to deal with the topic of fatigue. Just a couple more sentences. There's two reasons why we get tired. One reason is we're running a lot of energy. When high frequency energy enters into you, when you've opened to greater light, oftentimes a rest is needed. We feel sleepy. We're having trouble integrating. That's kind of a healthy rest because you're processing, cleansing. Other times when you feel tired during the day, it could be because you're interacting with density to the degree that it is fatiguing.
And it can be fatiguing, especially if you're getting pelted, you know?
And when you add in, you say, oh, I'm feeling fear or anxiety. Oh, okay, you're interacting with density energy. Now, that energy could be, you could be participating from your own stuff, but it's generally triggered from the outside, or you're trying to interface or respect or participate in a situation that has just got too much ego in it.
Yep.
And it's tiring.
It is tiring. And you know, Sri, you know it's not tiring. It is never tiring talking to our amazing callers. Let's go to line two and welcome Heather from Texas. Namaste, Heather.
Hey, this is so exciting. I cannot believe this. This is definitely miracle energy for me. And so I'm just completely excited. And so I would definitely would love a mini soul reading. I am definitely feeling the energies already where I'm being pulled left and right. And I've been going through this ascension process for quite some time. And I've kind of been like hiding because... I'm coming from a religious based practice, and I'm kind of meshing the two. I'm not like saying no to anything religious based, but I kind of am feeling like, you know, I'm being true to myself and I'm allowing me to be me, but I'm also now getting stuck because I don't know when to come back out to, I mean, my environment, my community, and my people. And so, and then I don't know whether to speak my truth or it's just for me and I do my own thing and this is you know, something I do privately.
Well, Heather, first and foremost, of course you got through today. You're covered in miracle energy, my angel. And what's so beautiful is the whole time you were speaking, it's interesting. So they're showing me you and you're in, it almost looks like a choir robe, only it's white and it has like these gold accents on it. And I'm just seeing your hands coming out of like these big bell sleeves and you're holding on to what looks like a big white rope and it's got knots in it. And you're kind of like pulling the rope and it's like behind you is everything that you still think you need to be or do. And you're on the journey, you're on your path, but it's hard. And it's like one knot. It's like you're having to pull. And it's like you think you can't see what's at the other end. And it's like, why is this so hard? And Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Aniel, Archangel Zadkiel, and all these other, like I'm seeing ascended masters and this huge Sophia energy, they're all looking at you saying, let go, let go. You won't fall. And I'm watching you and you're like, but I can't let go. I'll fall. And they're like, just let go. And I'm watching you let go of the rope and you start flying. And all these angels are helping you and you're flying with them. And they're saying, the minute you let go of these perceptions and fears, they've got you. It's like, you can't fail. They got you. They got your back. Literally, they got you. And the minute you let go, they said, live, be who you are, and then the rest will fly with you. And so that's what they want you to hear today. And thank you for offering me the blessing of seeing it with you, Angel. I'm so glad you got through.
Yay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
You know, each and every one of us navigates through the matrix of our lives. Mm-hmm. And I certainly the callers and the discussions today are spot on with respect of how things can get a bit complicated.
Uh-huh.
And how, you know, I look and applaud everyone. They sincerely want to be the best they can be. Everybody wants to be good at the emotional level, the physical level. We want our thoughts to be clean and pure, productive and helpful. We're seeking divine communion. We're really efforting in a way that represents heartfelt motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of this that Kira and I, with a lot of archangelic help, created a home study course called Navigating the Inner Matrix.
And you should check it out.
It's truly powerful. And what makes it especially effective, it is a home study program that you do over a period of 9 or 10 weeks.
Yep.
And having a coach consistently there to support you to navigate through your own blind spots.
And guys, you can do this for less than $10 a week. This is that important. Go check out Navigating the Inner Matrix. It's at shreeandkira.com, right there in our home study area. Go check it out. Now, you know, Shree, my heart wants to see, let's sneak in another caller.
We can do it.
We're going to go back to Canada.
We're going to line 3 and we'll say hi to Aranka.
And Montreal.
Oh my goodness, line 3. Oh, am I delighted to talk to you guys. You won't believe this. I wasn't going to call, and I said, oh, maybe next time. And then I walk in my kitchen, and I look at the time, and it's 333. And I look at my oven, and it's temperature 333. Now I'm on the line 3, and I'm like, oh, my Lord.
Well, that concludes your reading.
So I'm so delighted, and these past couple of months have been a roller coaster, exactly like you guys have been explaining and sharing with us. And for sure, you know, you are the pillar of going through these times, as well as all these beautiful beings that are sharing their situations and experiences. Oh, my goodness. Is it ever helping go through these times? And for me, I guess I have this beautiful being in my life that has triggered me. I think of Shree all the time, triggers me all the time. And I realize I've been resisting it a lot. But now, as soon as I let go, I realize, oh, my goodness, because of this, I think I'm expanding to the point where I'm disassociate myself with all these rules and these cultural beliefs and all these beliefs that I held all my life. They're just kind of crumbling down, and I'm just like, you know what? I just want joy. I'll be in joy. I'll be in peace. And all of a sudden, none of this matters anymore. And I'm thinking, am I going crazy? But you know what? I feel awesome. And finally, end of September was like kind of peace energy for me because it was very turbulent, July, August, September. And now with all these new things that you guys are saying about October, I'm just like, but I want to hold on to this peaceful moment for a while, you know?
So, and you will. And you will. I'm going to. And that's
so
the
truth.
That's the
truth. If you can offer me a meaningful reading, I would love it.
Yeah, Ranka, here's what I need you to hear, because we're running out of time. It'll be kind of short, but I'm talking to you through all of the other dimensions, so you're getting actually a huge reading. So make sure you drink a lot of water and sit down and receive all of this when we're done. But out loud, what the angels want me to tell you right now is that everything that's happening for you is going to get bigger. See, that's the gift of October. Keep doing it. Keep moving with it. Don't let go of it. Focus on it. Bring it forward. And they're saying, it's so cute. You know, you and your 3s today, my angel, you are resonating with the number 3. And they're saying these last 3 months of 2016 will set in motion for you the next 3 years that will bring you joy like you have never seen it before. You have finally arrived. This is your moment, and that's why you got through today, my angel. And thank you for the gift of connecting with you. We love you so much.
Thank you, guys. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste. And Shree, How is it that the show just, it's a blink of an eye. Every week it's a blink of an eye.
It is, and yet each show is rich, and I invite you to listen to the audios and discover that there are energies, there are words, there are concepts, and there is love that is there for you, each and every one of you.
Absolutely, and make sure you get to our YouTube channel, Official Stream Kira, in about an hour or two, and check out the October predictions, guys. A lot more information, a lot more happening. We love you and we honor your journey.
And until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.